Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forest Kelly.
We continue our collaboration with Emmy Award-winning journalist David Page. That's what we do in the podcast world. We help each other out. And David's got a brand new podcast called Culinary Characters Unlocked.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Has there been an episode where you unlocked something that was shocking to you or odd? Or
There have been many revelations. I mean, I just aired an episode with Diane Mua, is the chef owner of a place called Diane's Place in Minneapolis. Her restaurant was named the 2025 Restaurant of the Year by Food & Wine magazine. She is Hmong, H-M-O-N-G. To many people, the only reference for that would be Green Torino by Clint Eastwood. And she's doing Hmong cooking, which is the mostly Asian cooking of a stateless people with such a story to tell. I thought that was just tremendously interesting. You know, you meet incredible people doing this. Someone like Dan Barber, who Time Magazine put on their list of 100 most influential people, who is trying to reinvent, redefine how we as Americans eat with his restaurant, Blue Hill at Stone Farms, and the whole farm that surrounds it. He's at the forefront of trying to get Americans to A, eat honest to God, local sourced good food, and B, to do it in a way that minimizes animal protein without eliminating it, and gets us to understand you can like vegetables if they taste good, if they haven't been genetically bred to be perfectly round so that they can be transported properly, and in fact have been bred to have flavor. Every one of the folks I talk to has something interesting, unusual, provoking to say. So shocking, I don't know.
When you can get Muammar Gaddafi to talk about cross-dressing, you can really get a screwdriver in somebody's back when you're interviewing them and get them to say things that they normally wouldn't say, right?
Well, but hold on. If you're going to reference that story, let me tell it. I mean, after America blew up Gaddafi's house, I got the first interview with him. And this was shortly after the, presumably based on a CIA leak, and who knows if it was true or not, they leaked to the, I guess it was them, to the New York Post, the allegation that Gaddafi was using a lot of psychotropic drugs and that he liked to dress up as a woman. So the Post mocked up a picture of him in a dress and heels and made the front page out of it. So anyway, I'm going to interview Gaddafi. Who, had I technically interviewed him or just been in a press conference? I've been around him before. Anyway, he spoke perfect English and he understood perfect English, but for political reasons, he would often insist that the interview be done through a translator. So I'm doing the standard interview with him, and it's all the standard answers to all the standard questions, and I'm done. So I figure I'll throw one more at him. So I say, listen, I didn't say listen. The New York Post, based presumably on CIA information, recently reported that you like to dress up in women's clothing. Is that true? And then his translator would not ask the question. And I looked over and I realized the guy was afraid that if he asked the question, he'd be executed. At which point Gaddafi, who spoke perfect English, broke out laughing because he understood the question. And then he blamed us Jews. But, you know, it was quite the moment.
Did on the set there, did he have security and guards standing with guns and the whole thing?
You mean, was I picked up in my hotel by armed machine gun carrying soldiers who blindfolded me to take me to his house, even though we all knew where it was? Yeah. That's how things go over there.
Did you sign up for that, or did they prep you with it, that, or did you wear a diaper?
I've been working overseas for a long time. That's just that's reality. That's what you deal with. Although I will say, it was also in Tripoli where we were running late to feed a story to New York, and there was traffic along the little road that we needed to take to get to the TV station. So I got out of the car and I started running with the tape, and I was immediately stopped by a bunch of guys with guns because it turns out I was running in front of a bunch of military vessels. But we still got the tape to the TV station on time.
Best 5-minute one podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.